Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. School districts are recognizing that there are times when youths need more than just having breakfast and lunch available to them. The Reese Public School District is the latest district to answer that need by opening up their Rocket Pantry. The Rocket Pantry will be a room dedicated to food and supplies for those who need a little extra help. The Reese School District is seeking donations to help stock the pantry. It took a lot of time and effort to create the Rocket Pantry, and because of that, Superintendent Jordan Ackerman thanked Kelsey Crane from Crane L&M Appliances for donating a refrigerator for the pantry room. He also thanked Sarah Costello and Sel Thompson for their time helping to prepare the room, and he also thanked Chris Krieger and Jamie Strauss for their time and effort getting the room ready to serve students and families to be able to use the Rocket Pantry. The Caro Community School District also opened a similar pantry last month, and there are some other school districts in Tuscola County that have had pantries for up to several years for those who needed the extra help. And another local and regional news for today. The House Regulatory Reform Committee earlier this month took testimony in support of Representative Joseph Pavlov's legislation that would require unlicensed bouncers and security personnel to undergo crucial training. House Bills 5060 and 5061 would raise the standards and require training on how to prevent asphyxiating patrons, safe restraint techniques, and when to call for medical help. Pavlov was quoted as saying, "This is about protecting lives and making our community safer. When bouncers know how to control a crowd and restrain someone safely, they can recognize when someone is in danger and get medical help as well. That will prevent horrific tragedies and make everyone feel safe when they go out to celebrate with their friends and family." Pavlov introduced these bills in the wake of concerns over unlicensed security and bouncer practices. The training would not only teach restraint and medical safety techniques, but also how alcohol and drugs can make something called positional asphyxia a more likely outcome. Pavlov called the initiative the Joshua Conant Act, named in honor of a young man whose death helped to inspire the legislation. Pavlov went on to say, quote, "Consistent statewide standards are how we make a difference and save lives. Local ordinances are helpful, but they leave gaps in protections and create confusion when clarity and quick action can usually make all the difference." The legislation remains under consideration in the House Regulatory Reform Committee. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Pallet, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh,
oh. You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A healthcare proposal circulated by the White House in recent days is running into Republican divisions on the issue, a familiar struggle for Republicans who have been trying to scrap or overhaul the federal healthcare law for the past 15 years. The tentative proposal from President Donald Trump would extend expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies for 2 years, while also adjusting eligibility requirements for those who receive them. The proposal has so far been met with a stony silence on Capitol Hill. Republicans are debating amongst themselves whether to overhaul the healthcare law, tweak it, or simply let the subsidies expire altogether. And in other national and international news, a federal judge's dismissal of criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, two political foes of President Donald Trump, will not be the final word on the matter. The Justice Department says it plans to immediately appeal a pair of rulings that held that Lindsey Halligan was illegally appointed. It also has the ability to try to refile the cases, though whether it can successfully secure fresh indictments through a different prosecutor is still unclear, as is whether any new indictments could actually survive the crush of legal challenges that would inevitably follow. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, November the 25th of 2025. Linda Luella Crone, age 71 of Elkton, passed away on November the 22nd of 2025. Funeral services for Linda Crone will be held on Monday, December 1st, at the Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.